Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I mean, San Diego's concierge is a real thing. I've never been asked to go locate furniture.
What are you thinking? Mid-century, modern, American, colonial, perhaps? What, Chippendale? Go with the nice old stuff.
Why Brett Boone? So let me ask you this. So the Texas Rangers hire Brett Boone. They say, come on out here to Arlington. And don't they have a furnished place for him?
Apparently not. Unfurnished.
So he's got to go out and rent like an apartment, and I'm assuming in Arlington, which it's not great.
Shabby chic.
It's like, hey, while I'm also like, I need to be at the ballpark teaching, you know, telling Jock Peterson how to, you know, adjust to the slider, I also need to be locating furniture. I feel like that's something
a major life change.
Major.
Like, that takes a toll on you. I would imagine, like, they have like that some sort of a concierge within the team for like players? Like
that, or like, I would say to them, yeah, put me up in a hotel. That's where I would live. I would live in a hotel for however long. But again, hey, Woodsy, can you make some calls? I haven't lived in Texas in 15 years. I didn't have a furniture hookup when I lived there. I don't have one here.
They have that famous Texas furniture store, IKEA, where you can just order it there and put it together yourself. All right. It's a SDFC Wednesday as well. Good luck to the soccer crew at Snapdragon Stadium tonight.
Yes.
Colorado Rapids are in town looking for a little revenge after they lost to it was a close game. I think it was 3-2. It ended up 3-2. They had chances in that one. At altitude, was a tough game on the road. They're going to try to get back at them and get a win tonight. First two-match week of the season for SDFC.
Question for you.
Yeah.
If a team plays at altitude all the time, like the Colorado Rapids do or the Colorado Rockies do,
yeah,
do they also have a tougher time adjusting to non-altitude? Right?
Oh.
Non-altitude.
No, it actually
helps them.
I believe it helps them once
they're
they
energized.
Come. They're already. That's why, like, boxers will train at altitude
and then go
and then
fight.
Come down and fight at sea level.
Okay.
And they feel like, you know, they get that extra boost of energy when they come down.
Yeah, you wonder, you get used to something for so long, and then you throw a monkey wrench into it like, oh, you're no longer at altitude. I don't know.
I think what hurts them is that they have that advantage over the teams when they're at home, but they no longer have the advantage when they keep going on the
Correct.
Road.
Correct, okay.
But
know it, too. When you're playing the team, you're like, you know these guys are gassed. I'm telling you, man, I walked up the stairs twice. two flights of stairs in Telluride, almost died. I was like,
yeah, you don't talk about it in baseball that much in terms, because it's not an endurance sport necessarily, you know, where you have to constantly run like a basketball,
a football,
or soccer or football. So it makes more of a difference in those sports, I think, than baseball, which is more about obviously the way the ball reacts seems to be always the center of attention when it comes to the altitude games in baseball.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, so yeah, you get to SDFC tonight at Snapdragon Stadium, Padres tonight at Petco Park, but we've been going for 3 hours, haven't even talked about what was the big national news story yesterday from the world of baseball, and that was the decision by Rob Manfred to remove Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and other players who were on the permanently banned list. Now that they are deceased, they're no longer permanently ineligible from the sport of baseball, no matter what they did.
I had to go and check the Jeff Passan. I had to read it to make sure there wasn't an extra A, an extra S. Did it. Checked out a couple different sources before I actually believed it. I actually could not believe that this happened yesterday. I don't know what the impetus for it was.
Like, I don't remember there being any buildup. Like, oh, they're going to meet in May to discuss this.
It felt like they just kind of dropped this on us. And listen, obviously you're going to see a lot of mixed reactions about it. I thought what our pal Craig Calcaterra said was pretty good. And he brought up Rob Manfred. And he talked about something that Manfred said years ago. And he just said this kind of, you know, again, kind of came out of left field. This is what he said years ago, 10 years ago. The results of this work demonstrate to me it's not possible now, over 95 years, this is about the Black Sox. It's not possible now, over 95 years since those events took place and were considered by Commissioner Landis, to be certain enough of the truth to overrule Commissioner Landis's determinations. So what changed in the last 10 years? I know that there was lobbying on behalf of Pete Rose by Pete Rose and his family. Pete Rose said many times they'll let me in when I'm dead and gone. And at the end of the day, we all know the stories. We all saw the documentary. It's crazy. I mean, absolutely beyond crazy. They asked a couple of big league managers. Mike Schilt was one of them. Schilt weighed in on it, you know. Obviously, the player deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. A lot of other ones said, you know, Craig Counsell said, good for Pete. You know, look, when they walk into the clubhouse and they see that rule that's up there, that's the first thing they see every year. It's beaten into their heads. Don't do it. You can't do it. Yes, now baseball's changed. Yes, we know. It's brought to you by DraftKings. We've heard all the jokes. Brought to you by Underdog. Whatever. We know. We know they're in bed with them. That said, they still can't do it. They still can't do it as players, even though
it's bet on any other sport.
Bet on
just not baseball.
Just don't bet on baseball.
I honestly, Pete Rose isn't getting into the Hall of Fame.
You don't think so?
No. Not, I think he has 0.0 chance of getting into
kidding.
The Hall of Fame.
I thought I looked at yesterday's news and go, oh, he's in.
No,
for sure.
No chance that the sports writers, and he won't go in front of the full panel. He'll go on the Eras Committee in 2027 is when he'll be eligible. For the 2028 class, it'll be the 16 people who are in that room. That means only five have to vote against him. Five people in that room have to vote against him to go to the Hall of Fame. I promise you there will be at least five, if not many more, who will still say, not letting Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any chance at all. Now, I won't say never, never, because, I don't know, do you think Shoeless Joe Jackson will get in the Hall of Fame now? Let's all be very honest. Our opinions of Shoeless Joe Jackson are based entirely upon a fictional movie script at this point.
I was going to say, I couldn't actually tell you anything about what he did on the field.
You could never prove that he did anything to throw that World Series, as Kevin Costner tells us, as he tells his little daughter Karen about all of Shoeless Joe's stats from the 1919 World Series.
He batted .367, hit the series only home run. He didn't make an error.
The late Ray Liotta, his
performance. They say he cheated.
If anything gets Shoeless Joe Jackson into the Hall of Fame, it'll be Ray Liotta's performance. In that movie, but not there's no way the facts have changed. Nothing has changed over the years. He took money to throw a World Series.
So,
no one should be less qualified to be in the Hall of Fame than Shoeless Joe Jackson or any of those other players.
I talked to Bo about it last night. Bo asked me, and he said, you know, who's Pete Rose? And I told him. And he's, because he reads now. He's reading the banner at the bottom. And he goes, Shoeless Joe Jacks, because he loves Field of Dreams. We've watched a little bit of Eight Men Out, right? And he goes, Pete Rose, who's Pete Rose? So I tell him about Pete Rose, kind of, you know, omitted a couple of things about Pete Rose that is not ready for his ears yet. Talking about age of consent and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I said, guy was an unbelievable baseball player. Absolutely incredible. I said, then he decided to become a manager. And then he decided to bet on his team. And I said, it's just a big no-no. And he goes, well, what about Shoeless Joe? Will he get in? And he said, because, again, having seen the movie, loving the movie, he goes, he didn't really do anything wrong. I go, Bobo, this is a perfect example of you are the company that you keep. If you and seven other guys... If you're with six other guys and they rob a bank and you had no idea, but you're in the same car, guess who robbed a bank? You did. And I said, it's a really good example of we are the company we keep, you know? And I said, people can bring you down. And again, the effort on the field. Who's to know if Shoeless Joe Jackson, Ben, probably shouldn't have hit 550 in that World Series with four home runs. You know what I mean? You just
exactly.
never know.
And we're never going to be able to go back and find out because no one at all involved. They're all long gone. You're never going to get the true story on that. But when it comes to Pete Rose, what Rob Manfred did was probably fairly smart from a business perspective and extremely cowardly from a personal moral perspective because all he did was take any criticism of people who are like pushing for Pete Rose to be in the Hall of Fame off of him and put it on now the people who are going to have to say no when Pete Rose comes up for a vote in a couple of years. And they will. They will say no. There's no way he's getting the votes necessary in my mind from that group. Based on the current, I mean, maybe they'll change the rules at some point in the future, but as they have it set up right now, just guarantee you five people are going to vote against Pete Rose.
So what do you think
How long? Look, is this for the rest of our lives every year he eligible?
No. Yeah, with the Eras Committee, you get your shot. And then
one?
Might be two, something like that. But,
is there a higher level it can go to after that?
No. And then, you know, they can always change the rules.
Like, yeah, of course.
It's their Hall of Fame. You know, they make the rules of how it works. And they made the rule when Pete Rose was first put on the permanently ineligible list that we won't consider anyone on the permanently ineligible list. That was kind of cowardly, too. They just put the onus on Major League Baseball and said, well, the commissioner says he's ineligible, and we now have this rule that we can't consider someone on the ineligible list. So they were cowardly and passed the buck. Now Manfred's being the coward and passing the buck over to the baseball, you know, committee that's going to have to decide on it. But
he's crazy, man.
He's not getting in the Hall.
Does this push open the door that maybe cracked open with the Eras Committee?
Yeah,
the door's always at least cracked open. But what does this do for like Barry Bonds?
Yeah, I know. I thought about
Alex
that
Rodriguez,
too.
They're not
Roger
on.
Clemens.
They never were on any permanently ineligible list, and still the writers and the Eras Committee have kept them out.
Good point.
As well, why would they let Pete in if they're not letting Barry Bonds in?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's another sign why it's not going to happen for Pete Rose. And I saw Dan Wetzel came out with a piece. I've heard this argument many times before that, hey, it's a museum. You know, it should be telling the story of baseball.
Yeah.
Pete Rose is part of the story of baseball. And fine. But the actual induction into the Hall of Fame, that's an honor. That's not telling the story of baseball. Have all the Pete Rose memorabilia. Tell Pete Rose a story. Have an exhibit about what he did.
It's an honor, but he ain't going to be there to feel
most
honored.
Most hits all time. It's not. But he doesn't deserve to be honored in the Hall of Fame. He certainly, his story should be told as part of baseball. Have a huge Pete Rose exhibit, but he doesn't get a plaque with the other guys.
Yeah, he's got everything
who are
else
in that
there
Hall of Fame
as part of the history.
He just
of
doesn't
baseball.
Get. But yeah, tell the story of Pete
now,
Rose, of course.
So the other thing is too is somebody said yesterday this point, and it was a pretty salient point. I thought it said, look, Pete Rose gets in the Hall of Fame. You have every right to be upset about it. Don't let one guy's plaque ruin your Hall of Fame experience. And I don't know. And I thought about that for a second. I go, yeah, okay, fine. Like, it's one guy's plaque. Doesn't take away from the other, you know, hundreds of guys that are in there, certainly. I honestly, like, the guy's personal life, watching that documentary was a mind blower. I mean, it really was a mind blower. And you went, holy crap, dude, he actually said this stuff? The betting on baseball is one thing. And we've talked about the ramifications. Well, I hear this all the time. He never bet to lose. And I go, yeah, man, but he's doing things he normally wouldn't have done. to try to get an outcome. Does that make sense? Like, his intentions were not the pure, I just want to win a baseball game tonight. This isn't looking for an edge. This isn't looking for a guy's split finger grip in his glove. This is something totally different. And I thought to myself, again, that rule, he knew it. Everybody knew it. He denied it. Only when he kind of was faced with the mounting evidence, Ben, and a deal, was he like, all right, fine. You know, it's just, that's the tough part.
And I also disagree with Rob Manfred when he says, well, he's dead. He's no longer with us, so he's no longer a threat to the game. What are you talking about?
You've just given everybody a free pass, pretty much.
The threat to the game is that, hey, we will enforce this forever, so you better not do it.
It's true.
And yeah, okay.
Hey, Rob Manfred's like a parent.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what he is. He's one big parent.
You know, I doubt, you know.
I'm taking your bike from you. I'm not.
I don't know that it's going to change anyone's behavior, but it you know, someone looks at it and says, well, Pete Rose eventually got in. Maybe it was after he was dead. You know, if they're desperate enough, maybe they'll think, oh, I can gamble a little bit, whatever. You know, the threat doesn't change whether Pete's alive or not alive at this point.
Correct.
You're trying to establish a firm and fast rule.
You were never worried about Pete Rose going around to clubhouses, Sully, hey, I got a guy, I can take your action if you're interested. We'll keep it real quiet. That's not what you were worried about. Okay, you weren't worried about that.
No.
Now he's dead, and now he can't convince our players to gamble. What you've just said is, we've taken all the consequences away from gambling. You know? And hey, listen, you know, you're right about that point, but I hate this debate. I hate it. I hate it every year it comes up. I remember watching Ken Burns baseball many, many years ago when it came out, and I got it for Christmas on DVD. And I would watch the Pete Rose part over and over and over because he still had the greatest quote I've ever heard, ever. I would walk through hell in a gasoline suit to play baseball. It's my favorite quote I've ever heard from any athlete ever. I would walk through hell in a gasoline suit just to play the game. And I went, man, that's exactly how I felt and have always felt. And then you look at what the life was like outside of the lines. And it's just, I don't know how you forgive a guy for obviously what he did.
You know, I really don't care about any of the other things he did. You know,
you don't?
No. Tax evasion, fine. He'd still be in the Hall of Fame. Underage girl, fine. Still be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's probably not the only one with some of that stuff.
No, of course not. There are other bad people in the Baseball Hall of Fame. But evidence that you were a manager and you were betting on baseball, there's got to be a red line somewhere.
So actively.
And, you know, that was one that he crossed. As you said, Woods, he knew the rule. He knowingly crossed that line. There has to be the absolute end of consequences right there.
Yeah.
It's, to me, I don't think it's going to change much going forward. In fact, this may finally end it, because when he doesn't get in and the writers don't let him in, there really will be no other avenue. You know, there's no one else to lobby. You didn't get in. I mean, they will still complain and they will still say, you got to change the rules and give him another shot in, you know, in 10 years, whatever, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, Nail says, this segment brought to you by Underdog. Yeah, man, not a big league ball player.
Go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't play
gamble
the big leagues.
All you want on baseball. Do daily fantasy. It's totally your right to do that. You don't play for a professional baseball team. You're not in the organization.
Yep.
You have no influence on the games and what happens.
I think I do sometimes in my head when I talk badly about a player and then they play well, like Andy Páez. Feel like I have that power, but I don't at the end of the day. So, yeah, I'm not a...
Yeah, Pete Rose isn't a bad guy because he gambled. He could have gambled on other sports. He could have done whatever he wanted.
He did, by the way.
Yeah, of course he did. Just can't do it on baseball.
Yeah.
It's very simple. Very simple.
It's crazy.
We twist ourselves in knots trying to really come up with, well, this and that and that. It's not. This is like one of the most simple things in baseball ever.
Like, of all the rules in baseball, they're like, you can pretty much do whatever you want, honestly. Like, we really don't. We're going to give you a pass.
Take whatever you want.
Take some LSD.
Greenies, LSD, weed, cocaine.
Be a horrible person. Be a racist. Be whatever.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. There's just one thing you can't do.
There's one thing. I have one rule here, and it's don't gamble on the game. And he's like, I'm going to gamble on the game. So to take this away... It's tough. So he's again, if you haven't seen the documentary on Pete Rose that came out, what, a year ago or so? I mean, it's staggering.
Pete Rose, of course, while he was alive, was a staple at card shows, signing memorabilia and autographs. And when we come back, we're going to give away tickets to the card show that's coming up in May in Mission Valley. We will do that. Coming up next, our Roundel Report still ahead as well. All ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about TrustAndWill.com. Trust and Will is a way that you don't have to go to a lawyer's office. Get a bunch of billable hours just so they can put together a simple legal document, a trust or a will, to help take care of your family and express your wishes of what should happen after you are gone. They do it online. Takes about 20 minutes, but at the end, you'll have the same result. Legally binding documents that you can have at your personal filing cabinet, safe, whatever, just so you have that peace of mind of knowing, okay, it's done with. I don't have to think about it again for a long time.
Pretty simple, guys. Just go to trustandwill.com. When you check out, use the code FAN, F-A-N, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping of your estate documents. They ship them right to you, throw them in the desk, let your significant other know, hey, they're here in case anything happens. So it's really simple. Again, trustandwill.com. Use FAN when you check out.
67% of Americans don't have an estate plan.
Crazy.
So we're talking to two-thirds of you out there. Please go to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You need to clarify yourself here, buddy.
I will.
Before you get taken out of context.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. And 614, plus save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. So our chat was down on my screen.
Wasn't on mine.
Wasn't on mine.
I didn't see any of that. And I just wanted to be very clear.
You do not like underage girls.
That's my opinion was, had Pete Rose not bet on baseball, he would be in the Hall of Fame.
No question.
They would not have kicked him out when the story about
the
having a relationship with
girl.
A 15/16-year-old girl, that would not have kept him out.
Yes, correct.
Or kicked him out of the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
In which, that's why I said when it was fine, it would not be the deciding factor of whether Pete Rose was a Hall of Famer.
There's absolutely no
The only
no
thing
question.
That kept him out. Tax evasion would not have kept
no,
him out of the Hall of
that's
Fame.
That's what you were saying. Tax evasion,
fine.
No problem.
Right.
Underage girls,
yeah,
fine.
Those things would not have kept him out of the Hall of Fame. They're not okay. Tax evasion is not okay.
Correct.
Obviously, a relationship with an underage girl is not okay.
Correct.
Pete Rose was not an okay guy.
Hit by a truck.
Hit by a truck. You're still in the Hall of Fame.
But none of those things would have, as the Hall of Fame is currently constructed,
correct.
Would have kept him out or would have kicked him out of the Hall of Fame. The only thing that kept him out was the gambling on baseball.
That's it.
And there are also tons of people in the Hall of Fame who have done horrible, immoral things that should not be done by anybody, but they are still in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So that's
just the way
that's point I was trying to
yeah,
make.
Which, by the way, you can argue that all day, and I don't think there's much argument. You
right.
would love to keep does it need to be said that pedophiles should be kept out of the Hall of Fame? Do we need to say that?
Should be kept out of baseball entirely.
Correct. Correct.
Should be kept out of society.
Should never even be given the opportunity to play.
That went unsaid, but you know, in this day and age, you want to make sure that you're clear.
Right. So
you didn't save that drop.
Please no.
Of Ben.
I would never do that.
Underage girl.
Jeez, Paulie. Now that one I don't want to bank.
Thank you for not keeping
that
one. Bank
that one.
But,
all
yeah,
right,
I could've,
well, it's deleted,
I guess
it's gone.
I could have phrased it more eloquently.
Sure,
but
it's
I
gone
think,
forever.
I still believe 100% of my point that is not what kept Pete Rose out of the
never
Hall
was.
Of Fame.
Nope.
It was not what was considered. It was simply the gambling on baseball aspect of it.
Yep, fair enough.
All right, we do have some tickets to give away if you want your chance to win tickets to the card show.
Man.
The VIP tickets, front row card show, coming up at the Town and Country Resort in Mission Valley, May 24th and 25th. Huge show, over 400 vendors of sports cards, Pokemon, comic books, and autographs, other collectibles. You can go to frontrowcardshow.com for tickets or be the fifth caller right now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. 0973 to win them now.
I was wrestling. I was literally thinking about it this morning. I was wrestling with, should I take my kids to that? Because what I don't want to do is open Pandora's box. That's what I was thinking.
I was like,
I thought, man, it sounds really cool. They really love cards.
Bring your wallet.
But that's the thing is, if I take them in there, they're like, ugh! Like, am I essentially introducing them to something that could be a very expensive addiction
Dude,
or habit.
It's
right?
a catch 22 though, because how cool of a thing for you guys to all share. Like
yes.
going ripping packs, going
100%.
Through cards, collecting and all that.
They know so much. Even Taylor now walks in and goes, Dad, look, I've got Manny. He can't read. He's like, but that's Manny Machado. That's Jackson Merrill. That's Jake Cronenworth. Like, he knows.
I mean, you can get a lot of enjoyment out of baseball cards without spending a fortune.
Sure.
You don't have to be obsessed with getting the rarest.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Mine was though. I was going to take them in, and you know, it's like taking them to Disneyland the first time. You know, they're going to be pestering you to come back, right? Like, it's not like a one and done deal. So I was like, do I want to bring them into this now, or should I wait a few years until they hear about it and then they ask me to take? Yeah, will you take me to a card show? Yeah, done. So I just thought, man.
I know
they're going to love it.
Out of the loop on card collecting nowadays and the revival that it's had over the last, I don't know, 10 years. Cause it felt like it went away for a while, like from when we were kids. And it's a business now. I mean, I'm sure it always was, but it didn't feel like it when you were younger.
Yeah. Well, that's not what I liked about baseball cards, but I'm different. I love just looking at the stats on the back constantly. Cause you couldn't go online to Baseball Reference and look at everybody's year by year stats. But on the baseball card, you could. And I loved that. Like going back, oh, Tony Gwynn. I didn't have all the stats on it. I wanted his last card.
Yeah, the last one.
That had every single year.
330, 329,
of all the
364.
Stats
you're like, holy cow.
That's what I loved about it. Of course, those are the least valuable.
I think the kids would have a blast. I think there's probably some pretty cool collectibles, stuff they don't know about. You know, I don't think they're into like Pokemon or anything yet. But baseball cards, you probably find some pretty cool stuff. If you show them, you know, a Michael Jordan rookie card, I'm sure, behind the glass there. But I understand the hesitation. But then again, Do you guys see the video that was going around viral a couple of days over the last couple of days? There was a kid and his dad in a card store, and they had like the security camera up in the corner of the shop. And I don't actually know what the card was that they were hoping to pull. It was the super rare, a one of one type card. And the kid's literally about to open a pack. He's like, how cool would this be, Dad? And the dad's like, oh my God, can you imagine if we pulled that card? And he opens it and the kid flips out and
got
the card. He starts immediately breaking down. Him and his dad are jumping in their arms.
It's like Charlie Bucket, dude.
Dude, yeah. I started crying.
Grandma
Joe. It was just such a sweet moment. And I'm like, that's what it's about right there.
Yeah, and McKee says it escalates quickly. Yeah, and not like their dad has a massively addictive personality either, so it should go really, really well. A lot of things escalated quickly for your old pal Woodsy back in the early 90s as well. So, yeah, man, I'm down to just continue to buy them cards at Target for now, but I think it's going to be fun at someday.
All right, we'll come back. Polly's got the Rhino Report, including the next evolution in Airbnb. This is not where I expected it to go.
This is a weird one.
We'll get to that coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Yeah, Pete Rose absolutely could have gone and played a little California-style blackjack. No problem. Just don't bet on baseball.
Yep.
It's not a sports book. It's a card room, and it is a great card room in San Diego. Love playing there. It's so much fun, whether your game is blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai-Gao Poker, or Baccarat. They've got tables with action 24-7 at 7 Mile Casino.
Saw Miguel Rojas sitting at the 7 Mile Casino last year during the playoffs.
Not a problem.
Not a problem. He's not in trouble. He didn't do anything wrong. He's just playing some cards, you know, having a nice night out. So if it's good enough for him and... certainly good enough for you as well, listening out there. Just 7 minutes from downtown. Got all the great food that you want. Got a great view. Got a great place to relax out on the patio overlooking the bay. It is just a really cool vibe.
TVs all over the place. Yep. You've got friendly dealers. And the high limit action is there, too. So if you're a serious player, I wouldn't consider myself high limit type people, but I know them, and they want to make sure that they're taken well care of. They will do so for you. Spread the games you're looking for at 7 Mile Casino. Check it out today. Bay Boulevard, west side of the freeway in Chula Vista, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate.
Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are almost down to the Final Four in basketball's playoffs, Woods.
And it Cavs eliminated.
Cavs are out. The Indiana Pacers knocked them out last night with a 114-105 win. Tyrese Halliburton have a really, really good postseason.
His dad just watching at home.
And
he can't go to games.
Let's see. So it is now down to the Knicks need one more win over the Celtics tonight to advance. And the Timberwolves are looking for one more win over the Warriors. And Steph Curry's already been ruled out of Game 5 tonight. And then the Thunder, that's the best series. They took a 3-2 lead over the Nuggets with a 112-105 win last night, despite 44 points and 13 rebounds from Jokic for the Nuggets in a losing cause last night.
Okay.
There's your basketball update. Now we get to the
drop-in.
Rondo Report next here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Good morning, all gentlemen. Right.
Good morning.
Let's, how about we start off in Major League Baseball? We like to do that. We had some news yesterday. I think it happened during our show, maybe late in the show. We didn't address it,
It's amazing that I was able to keep this news from. I love Paul Skeens getting out.
Well, you love Paul Skeens, and I think you're going to love the announcement that he made yesterday. He has committed to pitch for Team USA in the 2026 World Baseball Classic next spring.
So badass.
And it says Skeens is the second player to publicly reveal his intentions. He's along with Aaron Judge, who was named the captain of the American team. That was like a month ago. It's Mark DeRosa again?
Yep. Skip Schumacher
on that staff. Yeah, so I would assume you're going to start seeing more and more players begin to make their commitments, whether it's to Team USA or their country that they want to play for. Skeen said, growing up watching the World Baseball Classic as a kid, as a fan, which is, by the way,
it's insane to think about.
Yeah, really weird to hear that. I actually I hadn't even read that far down. That's a weird thing to hear. Growing up watching the World Baseball Classic as a kid, as a fan, I never really thought I'd have the opportunity to play in one, so I told myself that if I did ever get the opportunity to do it, I couldn't pass it up, so here we are.
It's like Leo saying recently, Leo Dallas DeVries, yeah, I grew up, my heroes were Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado. Bro. They're like, cool, dude. We're probably playing together in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
So would you be as excited about Paul Skeens in the WBC if you were a Pirates fan?
I love Paul Skeens. No. Not even a little.
Right.
You joking? I could care less. I just want him to dominate for Team
Everybody
USA.
Else, it's great. We want to see him. Pirates Somebody, fans, like,
I wonder.
If you're the Pirates, do you even say anything like,
Nope.
It's the first time he'll ever pitch in a meaningful game in his professional career,
and
right?
If he stays there, it will be maybe the last time.
He won't pitch in a meaningful game this year for the Pirates.
Correct.
So
correct.
He'll finally get a chance to actually pitch in something that matters.
Look, we are going to have six players gone, seven players gone. You white knuckle the whole thing, the whole time, but it's awesome. Doesn't take away that it's awesome.
Is there a part of the Pirates fan base that already is just like, I don't really care what happens with Paul Skeens, even though, like, they love him, they watch him every fifth day, but they're like, he ain't gonna be here in 4 years.
There's got to be some of that. There has to be. I mean, it's human nature to go, what am I getting excited about you know, this girl, yeah, man, she looked at me a couple times, but she doesn't return my phone calls. And,
right.
I mean, what am I getting excited about? Like, honestly.
Everything else in our organization is a complete dumpster fire.
Yeah, we have this shining jewel.
He's either going to leave or we're going to ruin him.
Or we're going to trade him for, right. You know, prospects and everything else. But look, this is a great tweet. The guy tweeted, Paul Skeens alone is better than the entire USA pitching staff in 2023. Jason Adam, our beloved. Daniel Bard, David Bednar, Nestor Cortez, Kendall Graveman, Merrill Kelly, Clayton Kershaw, Lance Lynn, Nick Martinez, Miles Michaelis, Adam Ottavino, Ryan Presley, Brooks Raley, Brady Singer, Adam Wainwright, and Devin Williams. To have a frontline ace-type starter is electric. Now, and hopefully it gets some other players.
I don't know if they'll be Padres, but Dylan Cease and Michael King would certainly be coveted pitchers for the team. I would think Joe Musgrove would as well. I can't imagine he'll do it. Coming off the surgery, he'll still be in the final, probably, gear up of rehab. So I wouldn't think Joe would do it, but if he was healthy, he would be coveted as well for the Team USA.
Yeah.
And then I did
see... What about Jackson Maryland center?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in. Hi, this is Jackson Merrill.
Who else?
From our team?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Manny's going to go play with again.
Fernando.
Yeah.
Is Darvish pitch?
It's the pitchers from the South American countries, like... Team Venezuela, Arias will probably play for Team Venezuela, almost certainly. But the pitchers, like Randy Vasquez, is he Venezuelan too?
Like, Dominican, maybe.
I got to remember like which nationality each of our pitchers is.
Yeah, you should be there.
Like, Suarez is Venezuelan.
Vasquez is Dominican. Suarez is Venezuela. Suarez will probably be on the team. Now, he might not be on the Padres next season either.
Yu Darvish should definitely be there, but as a coach.
So last year, the last time he was on Team Japan, but they like didn't use him
that much
or barely at all.
Yeah.
But it kind of impacted his ramp up for the season as well.
Yeah.
So kind of be careful there.
So there's your Paul Skeens story. Yes, I did see in the chat that Livy Dunn was also awarded the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover.
Saw that.
And you know what? I'll just go out and say it. Neither one of them.
This is a hot take here.
It's real. I don't know that it's that hot of a take.
This is a hot take coming.
Neither one of them, Livy Dunn or Paul Skeens, individually bug me at all. I don't really search them out, but it doesn't bother me when I see it. We were talking during Don't Do This about MLB's obsession with Shohei Ohtani, in particular, his dog. I'm pretty sick of Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn,
the couple being shoved
down everyone's throat.
Did somebody tweet?
They're the most boring couple
somebody said
in America.
The other day they have a personality of a walnut.
I saw somebody was like, imagine them trying to play a board game or like complete a puzzle or something. You know what it is though? Is MLB thinks that they are baseball's version of Taylor Swift and
Travis Kelce.
Yeah. And it's not, by the way. Livy Dunn is not at that level of superstardom.
No.
And Paul Skeens has a very good career ahead of him, most likely. But he's not a three-time Super Bowl champion
also
guaranteed
first. You know what I mean? Like, they're in Pittsburgh.
That's what I'm assuming. That's what the MLB thinks they have in those two. And they're going to try to meet. Yeah. This is baseball's version of Taylor and Travis.
They're a little bit like baseball's Jelly Roll right now. I'm going to give that to you. they are force-feeding us a little bit.
Saw this the other day, and this, I don't know why, it kind of made me laugh, and I hope nothing but the best for this individual, but so Miles Byrd is going through the NBA draft process, still deciding whether or not he's going to go through with the draft. Is he coming back to college? What are his prospects looking like? Is he going to get a two-way contract? Is he G League only? We don't know yet, but you got to go. You got to do the combine, all the workouts. You get all your measurements. And I saw that Mark Ziegler says, Miles Byrd is listed by San Diego State at 6'7", 190 pounds.
Woo. I mean, you look at 6'7" with his athleticism, his wingspan, you think, okay, that's NBA height and, you know, puts a few more pounds on NBA body, clearly.
Oh, absolutely. Says here his height without shoes on and weight at the NBA draft combine earlier this week, 6'4¾", 181 pounds. However, he has
lost a little weight, right?
6'10" wingspan and 8.5 standing reach, which is longer and higher than most players his size. But yes, from what he was listed at for San Diego State
now,
to what he was actually measured,
1 inch of exaggeration for everybody.
I bet you do
almost three.
I bet you
over
do.
2 inches,
though, all of a sudden becomes false advertising.
Well, you often hear about players growing as they, you know, they're still growing. You don't hear about them shrinking. Doesn't happen very much.
No,
I've shrunk a little bit.
We had a really long summer, and he actually went from 6'7 to 6'4. We don't really know what happened.
Now, this is very common. This happens all the time. I don't know if it's really, like, still today an intimidation tactic or not.
Maybe.
Because now you have tape. You've seen everybody, any opponents that you have. But, like, high schools do that all the time. I remember when I was a senior in high school, you could play in these tournaments, and sometimes they'd have the pamphlets, like a booklet with the whole roster, and you would see, like, oh, crap, this team we're playing tomorrow, they got this guy that's 6'7". I was, like, 6'1", maybe 6'2", in high school, and they said I was 6'4", I think even 6'5", at one point, because you wanted to look at your roster and go, crap, this team's got a couple of 6'5" guys underneath. I wasn't. And then you get on the court, and then you see this guy, you're like, oh, that's it? Like, that... The intimidation immediately goes away, but that made me laugh. 6'7"? Nah, more like
I'm thinking of a reworked scene from Hoosiers, but instead of Gene Hackman measuring the height of the rim and the free throw line, he's going to the other players.
Goes, no, you're not 6'5", buddy.
You're not 6'5", you're 6'3". You're shorter than you said.
Yeah, why
you
do
were.
They do that, I wonder? Intimidation factor, I guess?
I don't know.
Someone always likes to say they're a little taller than they are.
How tall are you?
I always used to say 6'4", but I'm really now closer to 6'3".
Pauly?
6'4".
I'm 6'1".
And I don't lie about that. I don't say I'm 6'6", and I'm actually 6'4".
What are you actually?
6'1", I think. What I've always said. That's what I've been saying for years. Who couldn't use an extra 3 inches, Ben?
Who doesn't round up?
Who among
Everybody rounds up.
I'm over 6'3". Now, am I 6'4"? No.
But you
I'm
round up.
I'm over 6'3", yeah. So I round up.
I'm over 6 feet, so I round up to 1.
Yeah.
And then finally, guys, you teased it, the Airbnb story. So told you about some of these stories in the past where it's like, hey, you can rent, you know, this house from this movie or this family's house from this TV show. And it's they have so many different random. You can rent a treehouse. It's this luxurious experience. And they have all these different services and experiences on Airbnb that you can rent. Well, they are taking that to the next level because the founder and CEO of Airbnb, his name is Brian Chesky. He announced that they are adding some new services to the Airbnb company. Things like you can book massages now when you book a trip.
You can do that anyway.
Personal training. I think it's kind of like an Expedia sort of thing, okay. Or Travelocity.
Bundle it all together.
Yeah, the fake. Hey, we're going to bundle it. It's cheaper. It's never cheaper. It's the biggest line of BS.
Says here, if you get an Airbnb in Paris, you can sign up for a pastry making class, museum tour New York City, whatever. You'll also be able to rent celebrities.
What level are we talking to? Are we talking Ruben Studdard? Who's still alive, by
He's
the way?
Alive, Not talking alive. Ruben Studdard. It says, what if this time...
Jelly Roll?
Instead of just getting a tour, blah, 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 blah. So they are looking at, they've already confirmed you can do something like a day of playing football and eating barbecue with Patrick Mahomes. A day.
Why would Patrick Mahomes do that?
What does he need this
for? What is he getting out of this?
Can't these people say no to anything?
Now, there's only three celebrities on The Hollywood Reporter here that have been publicly
confirmed.
Okay. Yeah. So Patrick Mahomes, football and barbecue day. Says there's a day on the Short and Sweet set with Sabrina Carpenter and a day with Megan Thee Stallion. And it says there's over a dozen other celebrities, high-profile names, to be rolled out over the next few weeks.
I guess, strike while the iron's hot. But if you're Patrick Mahomes, the iron's hot and has been hot for a while. Like, the last thing, if I'm him, I'm like... No, I do not want to go eat barbecue with some guy that rented an Airbnb.
I mean, I guess they realized.
Sling the football around.
Celebrities will already do cameos. You know, that's a few minutes of their time.
Their house.
Why not just, hey, add a few more minutes, a little travel involved to go and eat barbecue. Hey, you're going to eat anyway. Why not get paid a few $1,000?
A few thousand?
How much is he getting?
Times that tough.
Can you go down and we have an appearance at the AT&T store this weekend? We're going to give you $300. Make sure you wear a Chiefs logoed jersey. What in the world?
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, they were talking about you could rent the Beetlejuice Mansion in New Jersey and... the CEO said, we did a few homes where there are actually celebrities still living in those homes. And at some point we said, maybe we can just
Maybe
instead
not.
Of no home, just rent there. The celebrity. You can book a celebrity.
Wild, I think you should be able to rent the Nick Saban Airbnb with Nick Saban yeah. still there with his rules and, you know, no showers longer than
what
5 minutes. This
could,
isn't a spa.
What do you think we could command?
Me and you?
Ben and Woods?
All three of us? Yeah, at a Ben and Woods Airbnb.
Airbnb us.
Like you pay...
A few hours of Ben and Woods.
No, the whole weekend.
The whole weekend.
Yeah, we stay in an Airbnb together with a tier one.
No, but like you don't even have to book the Airbnb. Like you could just it's
book the
it's
celebrity.
Like booking us, like booking a house. You can just book a date with Patrick
it's like
Mahomes.
It's just buying an experience with Patrick Mahomes.
Yes. Right.
Okay. I thought when it's Airbnb, I was like,
it's not like you're renting his
a
room in his house.
Come to your place, and right.
hey, we should just do it for hey. The exposure.
Yes, the exposure bit.
I'll make some barbecue. Lights out by 10 o'clock.
Go deep. So weird.
Thank you, Paulie.
Thanks, Paulie.
All right, we will be back tomorrow. Not 4 hours, 5 hours with a round table. Hopefully the Padres can pull out another win tonight. Go SDFC against Colorado tonight. Braden is coming up next for Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.